Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, so forgive my voice this morning. It's not because I'm sick. It's because we finally got my tree done last night.
Yay.
And I know it's like super late, you know, in December and whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that I wanted, because I was waiting for my son, Sam, who lives in Austin.
Oh.
I was waiting for him to come into town. And he got into town on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, he's got to see his friends and do all that other stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And so, yeah, so nothing really like came together until last night. Well, my mom and my dad came over and my two boys came over.
Mm-hmm.
And we were decorating the tree and they didn't leave until super, super late.
Oh.
And we were talking and we were laughing and whatever. And I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh, man, my voice sounds ragged. And it's just because we did so much talking, we were laughing and we were joking around. And my family's very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we were just like, you know, being silly and whatever until super late. Until way too late, you know?
Gosh, I need to go to work. I need to go to sleep. But you get lost in it with your family.
You do, totally.
Yeah, everyone does.
And yeah.
Like, oh, what time is it? Never mind.
I know, forget it. So we were joking around earlier that you were like, yeah, you might as well just have taken a shower and come to work,
yeah,
you know?
Because
it was
night.
That late, you know? And so, yeah, so forgive my voice. It's because I did so much talking with my family last night and everything.
Right.
I think I'm going to go get some tea. Some hot tea, maybe that'll help.
Hopefully, yeah, because, you know, you need it. You need one last day, Trisha.
I know. Just get through one last day. The good thing is that I'm not sick, and there are so many people who are sick.
Really?
There's like some horrible flu running around.
Is it here?
Yeah, and I've got like friends on Facebook, and they're going, oh, man, you do not want this.
Like just a sinus or a stomach or everything?
No, it's like the upper respiratory infection.
Ugh.
And all that stuff like that.
No.
And I'm like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends was like, I'm running 102 fever.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Stay away from me.
Right? Exactly. I don't even want to talk to you over the interwebs.
I know.
Because all I can, I just know I'm going to get sick.
A virus will come through the computer.
I know, right? Exactly. So, yeah. Oh, man.
No. Oh, man. No, yeah, that's the worst. It's going to be a holiday weekend.
Oh.
And then if you get sick, and I'm worried because, I got to be here all next week too early.
I know.
And I'm just hoping I don't. I've been feeling like I'm going to get sick on and off, but I think I'm okay now.
Yeah.
I just have a stomach ache, but I always hear you like drink some tea. So I bought some tea too.
Yep.
But I don't like it hot. I don't know why.
You're kidding.
I know.
And that's the point. You're supposed to drink it hot.
I always think that, oh, man, this is just a bad thing I'm doing. I'm adding more cold. But I don't know. I heard you can just take a shot of vodka too, or tequila.
I know, right? Exactly.
Fine too.
Some vodka, a little bit of honey.
Yeah,
and just so you don't look like a complete lush.
Exactly. And I went to bed a little late just because I stayed up watching Saturday Night Live had their Christmas special.
Oh, I DVR'd it. I was going to say tape, but
I was taping it. That's why I thought, oh, maybe you guys are decorating and watching it too.
No, huh?
My parents were out all day shopping. And so when they came back, my dad's like, guess what's on? Because they know I love Saturday Night Live. I grew up watching that, but it's not like the original, you know?
Right, right.
My original cast is what? Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think that's what grew my hatred for him, because he would laugh in every sketch. And I can't enjoy the sketch, Jimmy Fallon.
I cannot stand Jimmy Fallon.
I love your impression of Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, here we go. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's like really wow. It's like I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I can't stand
perfect,
that guy.
And I never see him the same way. I'm like, oh, my God, him and Trisha. They need to meet and just have a Fallon off.
Oh, man. I can't stand that guy. Mm-hmm. And if I have to watch his late night, I'm like, turn the TV off.
Yeah, no. I'll watch the Saturday Night Live, but I'm always like, oh, get out of the sketch. You're laughing again.
It's true.
But yeah, those are my... So that's like one of my favorite Christmas things is all Saturday Night Live sketches.
Yeah, me too.
I love those.
So I DVR'd that one. I DVR'd Charlie Brown Christmas because that was on last night.
Again?
Yeah, yeah. You can never have enough Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, that Charlie Brown.
And I've got my playlist ready for Christmas Eve because I've got like Christmas Eve night is It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the Charlie Brown Christmas DVR'd. Mm-hmm. I've got Elf DVR'd.
Elf.
I've got Miracle on 34th Street, the original,
the
remake and not the colorized version.
I didn't even know there was a remake in the color.
Oh, man. They did some horrible colorized version years and years ago.
I don't like those. They do not look well.
No, at all, ever. And then they did some horrible remake, I think in the mid or early 90s maybe.
Really?
And it's so bad. It's so bad. And you know me, man. I like me a cheesy Christmas movie.
Yeah.
No, they
Way
did
too
a
cheesy.
Yeah, they did a real disservice to that movie. And so I've got Elf, Miracle on 34th Street. We're gonna watch It's a Wonderful Life live.
Yeah,
well, like, because you know what? There's certain movies
that
I like to watch when they're on.
Oh, okay.
Like Wizard of Oz is one of those movies.
Yeah.
If it's on, I'm not DVRing it.
Yeah, that one's, you have to watch it.
You
right
have to
there.
Watch it mm-hmm. with, if it's on regular TV with the commercials and everything, if it's mm-hmm. on TCM, watch it straight through.
Yeah.
But like Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, I'll DVR that.
I come back to you, Charlie Brown.
And then one of my favorite ones is Preppin' Landing.
I've heard of that. I have not seen it. You know, I have not seen many movies.
Dude, Preppin' Landing is so great.
I'm trying to make a list because, yeah, that's probably all I'm going to do is watch movies and help my mom bake cookies the rest of this weekend. So,
yeah.
I need to find me some movies and not Hallmark because I'm tired of them.
What?
I'm tired of Hallmark.
Blasphemer.
You celebrate Hallmark, people.
I love Hallmark, and I love,
I do.
Lately what they've been doing is, I saw this small Hallmark movie, and I can't remember which one it is, but the guy walks up to the girl's apartment, mm-hmm. and she says, yeah, he's going to bring stuff for breakfast to her roommate, and he walks, and she opens the door, and he's standing there, and he's holding a gigantic Walmart bag.
What?
And I'm like, wow, product placement much?
I say, yeah.
So and then next scene. Yeah. And then the next scene you see is her getting a cup of coffee from getting the, you know, the coffee maker pot
uh-huh.
out. And there's this huge can of Folgers.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm going, okay, you guys, come on.
I love pointing those things out in movies like, oh, look at that product placement. Or in music videos, look at that one.
I can't stand product placement. It drives me crazy. It just makes me crazy.
They have to give you Christmas ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Like, I didn't know that Walmart's there.
You might have forgot.
Oh, my God.
Christian, this holiday season when your family, you know, you have family, and you said you have a lot of family comes over. And
yeah.
Now, I got a message. I got a message for your family and your friends that come over to your house, you know. And just, don't bring up city council. Don't bring up the school board. Don't get her started. Don't open that door. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Charlie. God,
Charlie.
He's
feisty this morning.
He is feisty. Oh, my gosh, Charlie. Mary,
tell me when I'm lying.
I know. No, I will stop you. Trust me. I will. Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Merry Christmas. We had that accident in Northeast. And Trisha, I heard what you were saying earlier about that. You were talking a lot last night. And then I just thought to myself, I can't imagine that Trisha is talking a lot. I can't. You're such a reserved and quiet girl.
Charlie.
Don't get it.
Wow, Charlie.
Merry
man.
Too,
Merry
Charlie.
Christmas to you, Charlie.
I don't understand.
Hey, Charlie, remember yesterday you were telling us about a deer on the roadway?
Yeah.
Where was it? In the Lower Valley, I think? I can't.
We don't have such
things. No, it was in Northeast. It was like in Northeast.
Well, yesterday, Darren and his mom were going to go to the store, and they saw a deer on Piedras.
It was around that area. Actually.
Yeah.
Kind of close to that area.
It's the weirdest thing. And he said this thing was huge. And I was like, wow. Oh, man. And he said that he watched it. It went, it like trotted up Piedras and then took an alleyway. And then they followed it and they saw it go into the mountains. It was really cool. He said it was like 4 blocks away. But he was just like kind of trotting through the neighborhood. It was really cool.
Yeah, he was just doing his own thing, and everybody get out of my way because I'm coming through.
Pretty much, because he'll wreck your car, man. So, yeah, be careful about deer. Okay, Charlie, go ahead.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.